This is the Al Jazeera web producer reporting from Salmania Hospital in Manama, Bahrain. I just visited with two of the patients who sustained critical injuries during yesterday's walk towards Pearl Roundabout. One of them, 32 years old, Abdul Rida Muhammad Hassan Buhamid. I spoke with the main doctor in the ICU who said that this patient's brain was scattered and his spine was fractured by high-velocity bullets. And if he survives, she said, he'll have severe brain damage. At this point, they can't say for sure whether or not he will be brain dead, but he certainly will be severely debilitated if he survives. I spoke with his family. His brother was talking about how he's worked at the Al-Arin Zoo for 9 years, and he was not at all involved in politics. If you've seen one of the YouTube videos of the people approaching on the main boulevard walking up to Pearl Roundabout, this fellow Abdul Rida was actually bearing a Bahraini flag yelling, "Peace, peace." He has 3 children, 7 years old, 3 years old, and less than one, and lives in the Al Malikiya neighborhood. So at this point, he's in extremely critical condition. He's one of 2 protesters from yesterday who have critical injuries, and they're in the ICU next to 2 other folks who were injured in the prior raid on Pearl Roundabout 2 nights ago. And that's what we're hearing at this point. Actually, behind me, there are rallying cries for the people who are beginning to march to Pearl Roundabout. There's a movement to take back that main square, Lulu Square, and the protesters will be approaching from 4 directions, from Sanabis, Naim, Adeh, and also Bahrain Mall. And right now they're planning that process, and there are reports currently of tear gas being fired at the protesters there.